Samoa's political landscape is set for a shake-up with a new political party set up that's aiming to capitalise on growing resentment about the country's customary land laws. Samoa's effectively been a one-party state for the past three decades. But those behind the new Samoa First Party say they aim to challenge the status quo ahead of the next scheduled election in 2021. Samoans have turned out in their hundreds to protest in recent months. It's part of a long-running issue with many who claim the current law passed in 2008 alienates customary landowners, making them vulnerable to losing the right to their land, often to foreign investors.
We see that as very, very dangerous because it will dispossess our people.
One of those who's been leading the charge is the lawyer, Unasa Yuni Sapolu.
This particular law is probably the most dangerous piece of legislation ever passed in the history of Samoa because it threatens and also works contrary to our interests by alienating customary lands through the process of mortgaging, through the process of leasing. And now the government is trying to pass an amendment which allows the leasing of customary land to be used as security for mortgages by the lessee, the person who's leasing your land.
The government's defended the laws and denied that rights to customary lands have been violated. But Unasa Yuni Sapolu disagrees, and it's that kind of anger that she claims has stirred the people up at the village level, motivating her and others to form the Samoa First Party.
We've explained to the villages, and then basically the villages then wanted us to set up a party to contest the next election, to put in representatives who will protect their customary land.
She's now the party's president.
The way I see it, there appears to be three main issues is the protection of our customary lands, the huge indebtedness that Samoa has, because that indebtedness can trickle down and is secured on the customary land and can be secured on customary land. And then there's human rights. There's rights of those who vote. Right now, we have a one-party government. One party makes the rules. One party is trying to change constitutional rights. And one party is not a healthy thing for a growing economy.
Samoans rarely vote for anyone other than the ruling Human Rights Protection Party, the HRPP, which has dominated the country's politics since 1982.
They came into power on the back of a lot of disenchantment with the previous government's policy. So the HRPP policies have proven very popular with the people.
Dr. Yati Yati is a senior lecturer in politics at Otago University in New Zealand, specialising in governance and also Samoa's customary land laws.
They tend to focus a lot on meeting the basic needs. Samoan people, certainly Samoans, have remembered all the good things that the HRPP have done. And, of course, they continue to bring a level of development to Samoa that a number of other countries in the region don't have.
Do you think this Samoa First Party, that this might change the game?
Possibly, very possibly. The customary land issue in Samoa is, as you rightly mentioned, the most important. They're riding on a bit of a wave right now on this issue. Whether they can sustain that is a different question. To make any headway in politics in Samoa, you'd also have to have a much broader policy platform than simply the customary land one.
And I wonder if even just the mere presence of this political party, obviously not yet in opposition, but even just having that kind of opposition voice that's united might act as some sort of pressure for the government to perhaps reconsider, do you think?
No, probably not. The indication of that is the comments already coming out of the government. But the government has seen off a number of opposition parties. I don't think they feel threatened. They have, I think, right now, their largest majority in parliament ever. So I don't think they feel threatened.